Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Joining us right now is Ambassador John Bolton, former U.S. Ambassador, friend of the show. Ambassador, good morning. Happy New Year. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Happy New Year. Glad to be with you.
Let's start off talking about Iran with these protests. Apparently, these are economic protests, but I think they're going to morph into so much more. Report of 9 more people dying overnight, bringing the estimated count up to 21. How does Iran handle this? Where do you see this going?
Well, I think this is a very significant development. And while I agree that maybe the initial spark may have been economic, let's bear in mind there have been economic protests across Iran for decades. They just have not been reported in the Western press, but there has been significant discontent for a long, long time about the way the Ayatollahs have mismanaged the economy. What's significant here as well is that the protests began out in the countryside and have now spread to Tehran as opposed to starting in Tehran. Perhaps the most important element is, unlike the 2009 protests, these are not about a rigged election or who becomes president under the existing rule of the Ayatollahs. The people now are calling for the end of the regime. So this is a potentially very significant event that we see occurring. We don't know whether the regime will use force more than they have already to really crack down. I think that's a possibility. But the fact is, this is a direct threat to the regime itself. And I think the president has handled it correctly so far. I think supporting the demonstrators is the right thing to do. But I think more is going to be required. And I think that's incumbent on us. We don't want to be in a situation like the Hungarian Revolution of 1956 or right after the first Gulf War in 1991, when we called opposition into the streets and then stood by while the dictatorships basically eliminated them. So I think there's a lot we can do, a lot we should do.
I've seen some criticism of the idea that from Obama officials saying that for the United States to jump in and to offer support for the protesters and criticize the regime in any capacity gives the regime an opening to blame the United States for the unrest on their streets. Do you buy that?
I have nothing but contempt for that point of view. Number one, the Iranian regime is already criticizing the United States. That's, you know, default position number one. Number two, who is in a better position to tell us whether they need help or not but the opposition itself? I understand the propaganda argument, but the fact is, as we saw graphically, in 2009, the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, the besieging militia, are the ones with the guns. So I'm not saying we need military intervention by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not even saying we provide lethal assistance to the demonstrators. But I think moral support, as we know from prisoners in the Soviet Gulag, when they heard Ronald Reagan talk about the evil empire, they took heart. These people need to know the rest of the world is watching and with them. It would sure help if our European friends would speak up a little bit more and not be so seduced by the economic benefits of Obama's nuclear deal. This is potentially a revolutionary situation, and we ought to respond to it.
So regarding the nuclear deal, I know the president is facing another deadline here on saying that, I guess, he disagrees with the nuclear deal, but will keep the structure of it in place very, very soon here. What's the latest on that, and what do you expect the president's going to do?
Well, I think these demonstrations and the government's response in Tehran could obviously have an impact on the decision. My view for quite some time has been that the president should abrogate the deal entirely, reimpose all of the previous sanctions. Congress may do something here the next days, always hard to say. But the deal was not in America's strategic interest, and I think it hasn't gotten any better with age. The more sanctions we put on the regime, the more pressure we put on, the more we show to the people of Iran, we do not regard the mullahs as a legitimate government, the greater the chance that we might finally get rid of them.
Speaking of sanctions, let's talk North Korea. The Free Beacon released a report this morning about 5 a.m. that apparently China's government adopted a secret plan in September to help the North Korean government with increased aid and military support, including new missiles if China halts any further nuclear tests. The document was labeled top secret. It was dated September 15th, and it states that China will allow North Korea to keep its current arsenal of nuclear weapons, despite what they're publicly saying.
Yeah, you know, Bill Gertz is the outstanding reporter who received this document, actually sent it to me over the weekend, and I commented in the paper that if it's true, if it's a legitimate document, it shows just how stunningly cynical China has been right up to and including the Trump administration in saying they don't want North Korea to have nuclear weapons, but not following through on it. Now, I'm not myself in a position to verify the document, but I thought it was very interesting. Bill Gertz showed the original. I saw the English translation, showed the original to a number of real China scholars. Andrew Nathan, who edited the so-called Tiananmen Square papers, and they said, look, based on their initial glance, it looked authentic to them. So obviously we could stand more verification, but I think this is a very revealing document, very revealing about the thinking of the Chinese Communist Party leadership, if it turns out to be true. And I think we ought to be pressing China right now in Beijing through our embassy, saying, if this is real, you better tell us, you better own up to it, and you better start changing your policy.
You know, Kim Jong-un gave a New Year's statement on Monday about that, you know, saying the United States should be aware that that North Korea is now a real nuclear threat, nuclear capable country, but also suggested that he'd like to get together with South Korea, and especially ahead of the Winter Olympics, looking to open up communications there. Do you read anything into that? Do you sense that the sanctions on North Korea have been so compelling that Kim Jong-un is beginning to really feel the pressure here?
No, absolutely not. This is nothing but propaganda. Of course North Korea would like to have a team in the Olympics that's being held on their own peninsula. Of course they'd like to take advantage of the naivete, I guess is the most polite word I can use about the current South Korean government. But the real message is we've got a nuclear button on Kim Jong-un's desk. I don't believe that either, but it's I think, a showing by North Korea of something that many of us have known for a long time. They will never voluntarily give up their nuclear weapons and ballistic programs. Never, period, close quote. So unless you're prepared to see North Korea with nuclear weapons forever, selling them to anybody with hard currency to buy them, or unless China reverses its apparent policy and actually cracks down on North Korea to end the nuclear program, we've got some very unattractive choices facing President Trump.
Real quickly, do we have to live with North Korea as a nuclear power, or do we strike them?
Well, I don't think we should live with a nuclear North Korea because of the threat they pose and because of their potential sales to Iran, to terrorist groups, to other would-be nuclear states. It's not happy. Trump inherited this new bill, and it's the time is coming due.
Wow. All right, Ambassador John Bolton, thanks for joining us in an important week in international relations. Appreciate that, sir.
Glad to be with you.
Happy New Year.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.